call the meeting officially to order?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm sorry I wasted everybody's time with technology here. And thank you, Joseph, and thank you, board members, for punting on our behalf. Okay, so I'm going to say it's 5:45 or 5:44 to be exact. Calling it officially to order. And we do have a quorum. We have all board members here. Let the record reflect. There you go. Reflect. Thank you. Let the record reflect. Okay. So I call the meeting officially to order at 5:44. Do I have an approval of this evening, August 15, 2023 board agenda?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Carlo is second. I did hear the first.
Christy.
Okay. I have a first. I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. I'm gonna call for the vote. Christy.
Yes.
Carla.
Yes.
Dixie.
Yes.
Denise.
Yes.
And Lily.
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 roll call votes. I have to say, I'm like a little bit out of sync with my process here. Welcome back. I think summer, I got summer off. And man, I don't even know like the process. Next on the agenda is public comment. Just to share, you know, everyone here has an opportunity to speak for members of the public. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person. Public comment is really an opportunity to provide feedback from the public, given that the topics are most likely not on the agenda. Board and management are here to listen. Do I have any, and I'm sorry, and we really cannot respond. Do I have any public comment from San Bernardino?
No.
Any public comment from El Centro?
Yes. Yeah, we have a gentleman here.
Okay, thank you. Oh, sir, thank you. Gosh, he had to walk through all of our technology issues as well. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I will turn it over to public comment in El Centro. 3 minutes.
All right, this is here.
Say your name for the record.
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Victor Rodriguez. I am a parent of 2 students here at Bollington. I am also the assistant to the pastor at First Baptist Church in El Centro. And today, not only am I representing my 2 children, but also the other 12 kids that are part of our church family. My reason for being here today is to ask about a rainbow flag that was being held on the first grade classroom door as we left the last day of school during the award ceremony, along with the slogans, love is love and all are welcomed. I brought this up to Mr. Anderson and I was told that he doesn't micromanage his teachers, but I gave him my concerns. I bring my kids to this school because I feel it's a safe place for them. I feel my kids really love the atmosphere and the teachers. And you guys really care about my kids' education. I am really happy with that. My son can remember 20-something digits of the pi number. My third-grade daughter she's barely going into third grade, but she's reading at a 5th and 6th grade level, and I am super happy with that. What I am not happy with is the rainbow flag. The reason for that is because, to me, the rainbow flag represents God's promise to us. But to other people, that flag represents sexuality. And I know I haven't given Bollington any permission to share anything about sexuality with my kids. I've asked the parents of the other 12 kids, and they also said the same thing. They have not given permission. So out of our 14 kids, we have 3 kids that have gone home and asked, what does that flag represent? Because we're telling them it represents something. So I want to ask you, what are you guys telling our kids that flag represents? I feel like we have had our kids in a place where they can come to learn, where they're safe, where they can learn about math, reading, writing, critical thinking, and art. Now, with this happening, as a leader at the church, one parent told me now his daughter's going home, writing on her homework, love is love. I know that that's a slogan for something, but to me, there's a different meaning coming from the church. So my question, is this the beginning of indoctrination? We would like to, what would happen if one of our Christian teachers was flying a Christian flag? It causes division. So I want to know, why are we letting this happen? My kids love it here. They have great friends, and I hope that all can continue. I answer to the Lord and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you believe it or not, each and every one of you will stand before him one day and have to answer for your stance. Matthew 18:6 reads, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for them to have a great millstone fastened around their necks and be drowned in the depth of the sea. You all will be held responsible. We are here today to protect our children and to show them truth. And the truth is that love is not just love. There is no way you can love pizza and love your children in the same way. That has a completely different meaning. So I want to ask you, what are you guys teaching our kids about that? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. We appreciate your feedback. Thank you. Any additional public comment?
I think that was it.
That was it. No more, no members.
No, there's no one here at San Bernardino.
Okay. All right, board members. Then I will officially close public comment at this point at 5:50 and move to agenda action items. Do I have an approval of minutes?
So moved, Carla.
Carla, second. Do I have a second?
Denise.
Do any discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Dixie? Did I?
Oh, Central muted, didn't they?
Yeah, but it's not showing mute on our end.
You can't hear us?
Oh, now,
nope, now we can.
Now we can.
I think we were just wondering if there was anything that you could provide for our public comment person, or like I don't, is there something that we need to say? Like, I know we said thank you.
Typically, the board does not engage with public comments. The only time a public comment can be response is when it's an agendized item. And since it's a public comment under general public comments, we're not allowed to engage. We're not allowed to respond, unfortunately. But we do appreciate you coming.
So would it be put on the agenda, or is it just dropped? Or so, am I able to get an answer or anything?
So the board of directors, sir, can direct management to respond at a later time. Such as they can say, management, please look into this, please bring it back at a later meeting. Unfortunately, though, because it's not on the agenda this evening, the board, as Ms. Garcia shared, we cannot respond.
I'll just have to have the parents come to the next one and bring it up again if it's not on the agenda.
The board of directors can direct management to look into this and then bring it back to a board meeting for discussion. That way it can be on the agenda and then we can discuss it.
But you said they can, so they don't have to, right? Or,
well, correct. The board of directors has the ability to direct or not at this point. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that if it's okay with the board members, we did have a motion on the floor. If we may continue to finish that.
If you did the approval of minutes.
I was doing the roll call vote, and Ms. Dixie, you were, I asked if you were in favor of approving the minutes.
Yes.
Okay. So motion passes with 5 roll call votes. Next is the approval of the resolution for signing authority. Board members, way back during COVID, I think, back in 2020, we had brought before you authorization of a resolution that really named Gerald McFadden and then his designee, which was myself, as having signing authority over, you know, entering into banks, line of credit, those types of things. The one change on this resolution is, as you're familiar with, Gerald McFadden is no longer the CEO, and Barbara Bannon, I'm going to mess up her name, Barbara Bananeski is the CEO at this point. So to have all of our records aligned, I went ahead and updated our corporate resolution, replacing Gerald McFadden's name with Barbara. I'm going to say Barbara. I'm not going to do Barbara B. Barbara B's name. That is it. So I'm bringing before you an approval of this updated corporate resolution.
Oh, move to approve.
Carla, I have a first. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Denise. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I will call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Thank you. Next on the agenda is an approval of the line of credit. Board members, I think, it was actually the board meeting before we left for summer. I brought before you, or I shared with you that I was really working with the Bank of West to attempt to get a line of credit specifically for Volunteers of America Community Education and Development Corp. Prior, we had always had a line, and really that line's just specific because oftentimes the payment cycles of some of our funding, our state funding, as well as our federal funding, does not align with our expenses. So it puts us in a tight space. Most of the time, it's usually our July, August, September, October, as far as cash management goes. Prior, we did have a line of credit. With the transition of Volunteers of America Southwest, that line of credit was closed. So I wanted to reopen a line of credit for Volunteers of America Community Education Development Corp just to serve as really a contingency and a response should there be certain issues with cash flow in the future. Presently, the Bank of West has approved our line of credit. The amount's $200,000. I started small because I was hoping to establish credit for Community Education Development Corp. Standing on our own. Again, we were always kind of under the shirt tails of Volunteers of America Southwest. So this was kind of my approach to put our little foot out in the water there. This one, the term is an automatic renewal. The rate is prime plus 35.35%. So today, and that was about a week ago, he shared that our rate would be 8.85%. It is not my intent, obviously, to use it. It is purely for contingencies when we might run into a cash flow situation. I'm mostly thinking of payroll, honestly. That's what's coming to mind until we receive our funding. So with that, if I could have a motion to go forward with opening the line of credit on behalf of Volunteers of America Community Education and Development Corp.
I'll move to approve. Dixie.
Dixie, do I have a second?
Second, Carla.
Carla, any discussion, board members?
Question.
Yes.
Is the prime rate, the 8.5, is that the day that the line of credit is approved and that's your rate through the life of it? Or is it when you go to draw on that line of credit, then it changes to that day's prime?
I believe it stays at the 8.5, and then he said that it would always add on the 0.35%.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to call for the vote. Denise?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
And Miss Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. I am like missing my processes today for some reason. Okay. Next on the agenda is approvals of what we call the short-term permit. And board members, I know we brought the...
I'm so sorry. After the... It's the parent handbook.
Thank you. See, I was so excited about the staff. Okay. Thank you. Next is the approval of the parent handbook. We took some time to update our parent handbook this over the summer. We also had legal review our parent handbook. Some of the changes really was updating the programs. We added the extended learning opportunity program. So we added a paragraph in there about that. We actually called out and clarified that we do not provide transportation. That was something that came up in one of our situations. So we really wanted to call that out. We updated our immunization requirements, which was all based on compliance. We also looked at our attendance policy. We had a board approved attendance policy about 2 years ago, and we just did not update our parent handbook to have the same language. So we aligned that language. We updated our drop-off and our pickup process. San Bernardino El Centro has a different process for San Bernardino. So we updated that. And then board members, as you recall, we really, I want to say enhanced our visitor policy over this last year. So we aligned our visitor policy so that it would match our approved visitor policy in both the handbook as well as in our standalone policy. So those were really the changes that we made going into 2023-2024. And I'm just asking for a motion to approve the updated handbook.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second, Dixie.
Dixie. Who moved to approve?
Christy.
Okay, I have a first, I have a second. Any discussion?
A question, Doreen. Will this handbook be available to parents online? Easy access?
Okay. Yes.
All year long, right? Not just at the beginning of the year for registration?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we used to print tons and tons of them. So I think it's much better now to put it online as well.
And Dorian, I can address a little bit of that, too. I know that El Centro uses an app called Remind, and we use an app called Class Dojo. And we can post it there as well. And that way it's actually more actively given to the parents rather than having to go to the website and then find it.
Great. Okay, I have a first, I have a second. May I call for the vote? Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
And Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Thank you. Okay, now I get to talk about staffing. Okay? We have come to you before and asked you to approve a short-term permit for some staff. Primarily, again, staffing is just challenging to find. So there is an option for staff while they're getting, before they get their preliminary credential, to be awarded a short-term permit. And we have 3 this year. We have one at El Centro, which is Fernanda Leyva, and we would like approval for her to be able to be offered the 5th grade teaching position. And then we have 2 at San Bernardino, 1 for a transitional kindergarten, and her name is Karina Ramirez. And then our music teacher is Trent Page. So we would like approval to move forward with them as far as bringing them on and allowing them to actually teach in those positions. If so, do I have a motion to approve that?
Move to approve the mentioned 3 teachers as presented.
Second, Christy.
See, I have a first and I have a second. Is there any discussion? I'll call for the vote then. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Thank you. I'm going to ask for another meeting in August, just as our board calendar is finalized. That it always changes. My reason is we have unaudited our end of the year financials. That's the 3rd of the reports that are due to the state of California. Our school district would like them August 31st. So talking with back office, it is the end of the year report. So I know that they needed as much time as possible to prepare them. And that is, this is the reason I'm asking for another meeting in August. Do I have a motion to approve a meeting, an addition of an August meeting?
I'll move to approve. Christy?
I'll second, Dixie.
I'll say I kept it on Tuesday because I felt like that was our meeting night. So I suggested Tuesdays. That was my reasoning. I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion?
Can I have something on this or not? On your guys' meetings?
Jordan?
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
Mr. Rodriguez has a question regarding the next meeting or meetings in general?
The meetings in general.
Yes, sir.
So the only reason I knew you guys were having a meeting today was because one of my friends was looking for a job and someone told me you guys might have positions available. So I went online and that's how I saw that there was this. But do you guys ever give the parents notice that you guys are having these, or is it just luckily I saw it and was able to attend?
So we post 72 hours before the meeting, and that's usually in the window of the school. So that would be where we post it. And then in addition to that, sir, we do post online.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't see it on your guys' the Facebook or anything like that. So I was just asking.
Yes, sir. I don't want to say for sure, but for the most part, the board meets the 3rd Tuesday of the month from 5:30. And then we usually conclude depending on the agenda, probably around 7 to 7, sometimes later, but 7 to 7:30. We do sometimes go off that schedule, or we do add additional meetings, just depending on the business. So, but for the most part, it is the third Tuesday of the month, if that can help.
Okay, because I saw it and I called the school to ask, because it had a few different addresses and a Zoom meeting, and they told me they didn't know about the meeting, and then they were going to call me back. So I had to call back at 5 o'clock yesterday to get information.
Well, I'm sorry.
To get a time. So yeah, I was just wondering.
No, fair enough. Yes, yes. Generally speaking, the third Tuesday of the month.
Okay. Thank you.
And then in this case, I've asked for an additional one because we have board business to approve.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a first, I have a second. Any further discussion? I'm going to call for the vote then. Dixie?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
And Lily?
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 roll call votes. Okay, board members, we're going to move on to the principal's report. Miss Shannon, you are on your first day of school. So you are excited.
I'm not tired at all. I want to say it was an exceptional day. This year we have some very, very young transitional kindergarten students because they don't have to turn 5 until April. So we have 15 4-year-olds running around, and they did so well. We did not have a single crier. We did not have not one TK student cried or tried to go home, or it was really wonderful. A couple of teachers mentioned how starting this year was just easy. And I attribute that to the retention of so much staff, in that we just picked up right where we left off, and we were just able to roll on in. And so it was just a really, really good day. We did have 3 kiddos get sick. So I did spend some time cleaning up, but that's okay. It's very, very warm here, and we're not used to it like El Centro is. We are increasing the curriculum. As you can see, the box is here. We're getting the curriculum. We're preparing for the Williams visit. I believe that that information will be in a coming meeting. And we are, as mentioned in the report, one of the things we're focusing on this year, we talked a little bit last spring about our test scores, which have improved quite a bit over the years. And now that we're kind of at the level where everyone is comfortable with that high level instruction and that rigor and things like that, we're taking it to the next step and really providing some training on how to use that information to create your lesson plans. So to really have data-informed instruction, that they really know why they're teaching what they're teaching, and just continue that incredible course that we're on of achievement. So that's our focus for this year. And of course, as always, student and community engagement. And community engagement is the big push this year. We got the community schools grant. So we have an IAL grant. And please forgive me, I don't know what IAL stands for. I know the L stands for literacy. It's a book grant, and it's a consortium with other charter schools. And so we have to have these events once a month that have to do with literacy. And if you recall, we had burgers and books and donuts with grownups, where the grownups came and got a donut and read to their child and things like that last year. So right now, our community schools coordinator and the person who's coordinating activities and the IAL grant are working together to create activities that will attract both parents and community members to really build that community schools piece. So that's a really big piece this year.
Innovative approaches to literacy. I just Googled it.
Innovative approaches to literacy.
I was curious.
And then we were doing pretty good with enrollment. And today was the first day. And unfortunately, we had 14 not show up. And they're not coming. We called and they're not coming. But we're not giving up. Our community schools coordinator has a public event next week that she's going to be doing some recruiting. So I am still very confident that we're going to hit our numbers. We had, the numbers would have been lower, but we had like 5 just walk in and say, we want to start our trial today. And so they are coming pretty quickly and pretty regularly. So I'm pretty confident we'll hit our numbers. But is there any questions or curiosities I can address from the board about what we're looking at for this school year? Our calendar is a little different than El Centro this year. The board voted on that last year, and that's why we're starting today. So we're a little bit more aligned with the district.
So what other community entities have you thought about to work with?
We're starting out a little slow because we're just getting our feet wet. So the first thing we're doing is vision checks and dental checks. And then our community schools coordinator is working with some local housing agencies because we do have a few families that do not have permanent shelter right now. And then our plan for second quarter, so pretty early in the year, is to look a little bit bigger and things like sponsorships. We want to redo the front yard. Pretty big projects. We want to look for sponsorships, but we're also looking for a bigger corporation to have like an ongoing vested interest in the school. We've talked to people from Chase Bank. We've talked to people from Stater Brothers. We do have an ongoing conversation with Niagara, which is already partners with Volunteers of America, Niagara Waters. So it's things like that. It's finding resources in the community that can serve the student needs now, but also creating a systemic community engagement where these organizations have this long-term vested interest in the success of the school, whether it's academic achievement, enrollment, financial, whatever that success looks like, these organizations have an interest in it.
Sounds interesting, huh?
I'm pretty excited. We're also connecting with quite a few number of county employees that are working with these, because lots and lots of schools have this community schools grant. It's a big push by the state. And we're in the 4th cohort. So there's like 3 cohorts before us that have kind of already forged a path. And so we're trying to connect with them and see what their work looks like, especially at smaller schools.
Great.
Shannon, do you want to speak to, I think that you and the community schools director coordinator went to a conference this summer.
We went to a really, really good conference. It's called the Student Wellness Conference, and it's put on by San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools Office. And the conference as a whole focused on student wellness as a whole.
Yes, we're good. Okay, go home.
Sorry, staff is just wrapping up here and they wanted to make sure we were okay. The conference is a big picture focused on overall student wellness, whether it was mental health, physical health, food sources, just all those things that contribute to overall student wellness. But the breakout sessions, they had strands. So all the sessions, were within the same content, and one strand was dedicated to community engagement. So that's one of the places we were able to make a lot of those connections and network, but also find out a lot and learn a lot about what community schools look like. And we actually created a little graphic for ourselves of, the different branches of what a community school might look like and what we're providing for both the students and the families. And down the road, we might even be providing services to the local community, like within a mile radius of our school. Things like that. So it was a very, very good conference. And we were able to kind of wrap our heads around the short-term path that we're taking for this plan. And that's where we were kind of stuck because it was so big in front of us. And we're like, we're not quite sure what step to take. So it kind of gave us a little bit of direction. It was a very, very good conference. And it did help. It was at the Disneyland Hotel. So it was pretty fun.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Shannon. as Shannon mentioned, now the schools are on two separate calendars. So actually El Centro doesn't go back until next week. So this is their week of professional development. And I know, Shannon, you had your week of professional development last week.
Right.
So I know they're working hard on doing a lot of data analysis, on really building up their professional learning communities, looking at all the assessments. I will share that as of yesterday, El Centro was about 270 students. And Mr. Anderson said they had five more interested. Much like Ms. Shannon shared, the first couple weeks of school, though, are that dynamic process where, you know, we have X number enrolled, and then we just have to kind of wait and see for the first two, sometimes even for the first month, really, to see how our enrollment will land. Just because of the fluidity of all of that. So I know when Mr. Anderson is here next time, he'll be able to report on his first day of school, which is next week. Any questions for El Centro that I can answer?
I know Mr. Anderson isn't here today with us, but I have a question on the school liaison for the absenteeism to have somebody focus on that. Will they also start next week, or are they going to wait until the following month? Or are they going to do basically outreach to the parents? This is who I am, and hope you don't get to become too familiar with me, right?
I mean, yes, you don't want to know my name, right? Yes. I think a role of the school to home liaison, I think that's a mouthful, is really to support the attendance, obviously mitigate chronic absenteeism. Initially, though, is really beginning that relationship with parents and building that engagement aspect of it. And also, I know in the beginning, also looking for additional enrollment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And we're excited because Mr. Anderson did have a lot of positions to fill. And more so, I want to say non-teaching positions this summer. He was creating a lot of additional enhancements at El Centro, and we were able to fill them. And I know that he was holding his breath. It's so interesting. Personnel, and we did find one school to home liaison, and then we were ready, and then the for whatever reason the person could no longer take the position. He advised us, like, I want to say 10 days ago, so it was just a, oh my gosh, I thought I had this all together, and now school's back on, and I've got to go back to the drawing board. So I know a lot of changes over the last couple weeks. Definitely in the area of staffing. Okay. I will ask if there's any board closing comments.
I don't have any.
Okay. All right, board members. Then if I may move to officially close the meeting at 6:22 p.m. And then our next meeting date will be on August 29. I was going to say August 30. August 29 at 5:30. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
You want... Yeah.
That's a big title. I want to see their business. Yeah. Nice. Okay. I'll be there forever.